Hello.
Hi, Sierra. It's Sarah. I'm sorry. For some reason, I think my phone's ringer must be off because I only got your the notification that I have a missed call. I'm sorry about that. But I did try all weekend to find somebody for Mr. Stewart, but there was just nobody in that area. There was nothing I could do about that. I don't even know what else to say. I mean, but I did let Alyssa know to call him first thing when I was on my way into the office. I called her, and she did let me know that he canceled his appointment this morning, because I was still trying to see if I could get someone over there, but there's just nobody. Anybody that I could send to him is like 45 minutes away. You know, so, but she did also mention that you have an appointment on the 19th and then another one in April. Is that correct?
Yes, the 6th.
April 6th.
So this one, Mark, hold on.
Yeah.
March 19th, I have a dentist appointment at, hold on, let me make sure, let me go to the messages.
Mm-hmm.
Be correct on this one. Give me a second. And go to messages right now. Give me one second. Hold on. I'm going to, sorry.
You're good.
I'm looking for it. I'm actually looking for it. I just seen it.
All right, well, do me a favor. When you have the schedule for any days that Mr. Stewart's going to need coverage for, just text me over those dates so I can add them to the list, and that way hopefully I can maneuver some things around. Like I could move maybe.
Oh, no, I got it right here. I found it. March 19th at 3 p.m., I have a dentist appointment.
All right.
And then March 6th, I have a foot doctor's appointment at 1.
March 6th or April 6th?
April 6th.
Okay.
At 1.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is there, and then, like I said, if anything else I need to be aware of for in staffing purposes, just keep me posted.
On March 9th, y'all don't have to worry about that. I'm still getting off at 3.
Okay.
So.
All right. So the 19th, your appointment's at 3, so you're going to be leaving at, like, 2?
No.
Oh, you're taking that.
March 9th, y'all don't have to worry about that because I'll still be going to work.
Okay, so just April 6th is what we need to worry about.
So March 19th, I have a dentist appointment at 2. April 6th, I have a foot doctor at 1.
Okay. And you're going to take the full days these days, right?
Yeah. And then I know you probably will have somebody by them, right, for him?
I'm praying. I mean, I can move people around if I have enough notice. Like, I can move another caregiver to a different day if I need to on another case. You know what I mean? So I will make sure that we have somebody for the 19th and the 6th, okay?
Okay, and then I'll return the next day after that.
Yeah. All right. Again, I'm really sorry. I really did try. I mean, I was home on my computer, and there was just nobody.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Sierra. I really did my best. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, it was just a last notice on my end when I seen it Thursday.
Yeah, it's not,
so.
I mean, listen, it's a very hard area to staff to begin with. So that's why it's like we just have a limited amount of people that I can even ask, you know. So, but
okay.
I will get this done, covered for the 19th and the 6th, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Sierra. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm.